Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word today is our Old Testament lesson, the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 21 to 31. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, the Old Testament book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 13, the very last verse in the book, it says, "But you, Daniel," this is the Lord speaking, "but you, Daniel, go your way till the end, and you shall rest, and you shall stand in your allotted place at the end of the days." There are so many chapters in that book of Daniel devoted to trouble and turmoil and all kinds of controversy and problems of this life, problems for believers living in this fallen world. But the Lord says to him at the end, to Daniel, a believer in the Lord, he says, "Go your way on the journey of faith. Go your way till the end. Don't turn off of that journey. Go your way till the end, and you will rest. You'll have eternal rest with the Lord. Go your way till the end. You will rest, and you will stand in your allotted place." In other words, the Lord already has a place for you, a place prepared for you, as Jesus promised in the Gospel of John, so that where he is, you might be also. And so the summary of all of it is what? If God is going to do all these things, if God is doing all of these things, if your Savior Jesus is doing all of these things, wait for him. Wait for the Lord. Wait. Is that your favorite word? Not probably. Especially when you're sitting in the doctor's office and you are waiting. And you are trying to find something interesting in the magazines that are in front of you. Or you are watching the television screen that advertises all the different things that the doctor does. You are waiting and you say to yourself, you know, there's got to be some better way to spend an afternoon. So what are you doing there? Why are you waiting? Well, the answer is probably because I have to be here. There's something wrong. I don't know what thing, but something hurts. Something isn't working properly. Something doesn't just feel right. And so you are there, and you are waiting, and you are trusting the doctor, that the doctor will know what is wrong. The doctor will be able to take care of it because you certainly can't. And so you are waiting. Does that sound like something else you know about? Sounds kind of like the good Lord, doesn't it? Sounds like the way of a Christian person. Sounds like the Christian life. Recently, one of our members joked to me that she lives in a retirement place, and she said, "Well, our retirement place, we call it God's waiting room." That's clever. I liked that. I thought that was very humorous. God's waiting room. But you know, you don't have to be old to be in God's waiting room. Sometimes it happens to you, and often it happens to you, especially it happens to you when you're younger, if you're a believer in the Lord. If you're a believer in the Lord, no matter what time of life it is, you are going to spend time in the Lord's waiting room. Book of Lamentations, written by the prophet Jeremiah. Lamentations chapter 3, he said this, "When everything seemed to be hard to figure out what was going on, the nation seemed to be destroyed, people being led off into exile, their enemies defeating them, in the middle of all of that," he says, "the Lord is good. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. The Lord is good to the soul who seeks him. It is good that a person should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a person that they bear the yoke in their youth." He He was a believer in the Lord, a man very familiar with the idea and the experience of having to wait upon God. And he knew that the sooner the lesson is begun of learning to wait on the Lord, the better off you are in the long run. He said it's a good thing. Matter of fact, he says it three times. He says the Lord is good to those who wait for him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good to bear the yoke in your youth. In other words, if you find yourself, no matter what age, youth or old or in between, if you find yourself in the Lord's waiting room, it's good. It's good for you. Of course, nobody wants to wait. None of us do. It's not our favorite word. And there's other words that we don't like to hear either. Book of Lamentations I just read for you, it talked about bearing the yoke. And those kind of words are hard to bear. It talks about being weighed down, being slowed down, being held back, dragging weight behind you. And then you watch other people, and these folks, they aren't burdened by the Lord. They don't talk to God. They don't look to God. They're not believers in the Lord, and they just zip right past you. And then you find folks who aren't burdened by the Lord in another way, and they prosper and they rule. But then again, you might remember experience you've had. I've had it several times. I'm sure you had it well, too. You're driving along the highway, going along I-5, and yeah, you're probably going a little too fast, but you're going along I-5, and all of a sudden somebody goes, foosh, right past you. And what do you say? Hey, pal, slow down. But they get past you. They're way ahead of you. And then a couple miles down, you see the reds and the blues flashing. And what happens? There they are, pulled by the side of the road. Sooner or later, it catches up with them. God's holy word does something for us. When you read his word like Isaiah chapter 40, and you see folks zooming past you, and they don't care about the Lord, but they seem to zoom fast, and you just drag along. But the Bible does something for you. It gives you something that you're not going to get in any other place. It shows you how things are from God's viewpoint, from the Lord's perspective, where the Lord is sitting, where the Lord is seeing things. What it does is it kind of takes you up to the top of Mount Roxanne together with the Lord. And you get to look at what? You see the whole valley laid out before you. And not only that, together with the Lord, you get to see through things in his word. You get to see underneath things in his word. You get to see beyond things in his holy word. You look through the Lord's telescope. You look through the Lord's microscope. And so God's holy word, Isaiah chapter 40, today's Old Testament lesson. It says, the Lord sits above the vault of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. You sit up on Mount Roxanne, you look down on the valley. Matter of fact, you can't even see people without a set of binoculars. But the inhabitants, it says, are like grasshoppers. What does that mean? Well, they're tiny. They're insignificant. But not only that, grasshoppers are kind of foolish creatures if you think about it for a moment. You're walking along, you're hiking, and what happens? One's at your feet, and what does it do? Pop! And then, what? It falls to the ground. Where does it fall to the ground? I don't know. Grasshopper doesn't even know. It just jumps. Somehow they hope they're going to land somewhere. And whenever they land, have you ever watched them land? Is it a good landing? Would you want your plane to land like that? They hit the ground and they tumble. They just jump, pop, tumble. And what does it say? It says, the people of this world who, if you don't have the Lord, what are you? Just popping around like a grasshopper until you tumble one too many a time. Isaiah chapter 40. Also, Isaiah chapter 40, the Lord takes the rulers, not just the common average person, but the Lord takes the rulers of this world and he makes them into nothing. Now the word ruler there means people who are commanding, people who have a presence, people who have influence, people who are weighty, people who are judicious, and it says, don't bet on them. Don't bet on them. What substance ultimately do they have? Isaiah chapter 40. The Lord makes the judges of the earth into tohu. Not tofu. Tohu, Hebrew word, tohu vabohu, right in the beginning of the book of Genesis. The Lord looked at what was in front of him, and he saw that it was formless, empty, and chaotic. Tohu, chaos, formlessness, confusion, unreality. The Lord takes those who are supposed to order things, who are supposed to rule things, and he makes them into disorder and into chaos. Isaiah chapter 40. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely are they sown, scarcely have they taken root before the Lord blows his wind on them and they dry up and a storm lifts them up like straw and they blow away. And that's human history, isn't it? It goes by so quickly. As we watch history going by in front of us, we turn on the news, we get on the internet, and what do we see? We got one group of people puts all these things into place. It's going to be wonderful. Then the next group comes along and does what? They tear all those down and they put up some new things. And then the next group comes along and does what? They tear all those things down and they put up their things in place of them. And so you have the promises of rulers and all this money gets spent and very little gets done and it gets blown away like straw. And then you're reminded of the scripture, Psalm 146, which probably should be put over every polling place or every envelope like we have in Oregon for our voting, printed right on the cover, Psalm 146. Do not put your trust in rulers, in the Son of Man in whom there is no salvation. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Instead of that, blessed is the person whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Yes, people seem to be weighty and powerful, and they pass laws, and they render verdicts, and as a child of God, you can just kind of feel like a small nothing. And you ask yourself, if I back the right horse going with the Lord Jesus and putting my faith in him? Or you got Isaiah 40 here, talks about the stars. Look at all the stars, and what does it tell you? What a huge universe this is. What am I in the midst of this thing? And yet, then it says something very interesting. It says, the Lord knows all of those stars. And he's already got a name for every single one of them. And if he has a name for every single one of them, doesn't he know your name? Doesn't he know who you are? Doesn't he remember how he put his name on you when you got baptized? I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 8. Lord, I look up at your heavens. I look at the work of your fingers. I look at the moon and stars which you have set in place. And what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him, and yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. Sometimes it feels like you can't find a place for yourself in all of these things, but what does the psalm writer say? He says, the Lord still is mindful of me. The Lord still cares for me. The Lord will crown me with glory and honor. And all of this will happen because I'm clean before God in the Lord Jesus. I'm washed clean in the shed blood of his cross. I'm a child of God. And his plans and his purposes for me are good. And every time you see a cross, it'll tell you the same message. It's a good thing to remember while you're in the waiting room. While you're in the waiting room and you don't know what's going to happen, but you know what? There is a doctor, the Lord, and the doctor does see things and the doctor does know things and the doctor does have the cure. And so he could say to Daniel or any Christian person, now you go your way till the end and you shall rest and you shall stand in your allotted place at the end of days. After so many chapters in that book of turmoil and so many troubles that believers face, the Lord says, go your way in the journey of faith. Go your way till the end. Don't turn off from it. Go your way till the end. You will rest. You will have eternal rest. Go your way till the end. You will rest. And you will stand in your allotted place, the one that Jesus prepared for you. And with all of that, what do you say? You say, I'll wait. I'll wait for the Lord. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.